Also, the form can be found at the front of the room at the registration table. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development's Procedures Bylaw, the process the committee will follow is the applicant will be heard first, followed by those in support of the application. Next, those registered for opposition are heard, followed by those registered for information. Finally, the applicant may return to speak in rebuttal to comments made. However, no new information is permitted. Please note that when your name is called, it is your opportunity to speak. However, you are not obligated to do so. This is a public hearing process brochure, copies of which are also available at the front table. This brochure contains an overview of the process and other information pertaining to what happens before, during, and after the hearing. As information, all public hearings are recorded and will be part of the public record. Should you have any questions after the public hearing is concluded, please contact the City Clerk's Department. Item 1 is a text amendment to the Winnipeg Zoning Bylaw number 200 of 2006 for secondary suites under file DAZ 200 of 2013.
Okay, and our applicant is Mr. Barry Thurgeson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll ask that I'll turn it over to my colleagues to give you all of the technical information that would help support this initiative of amending the bylaw.
Thank you, Barry. Mr. Chairman, councillors, this secondary suite, this zoning bylaw amendment has been ongoing for over a year now. You know, it came through PPC and it's been to council, so we're kind of in the last stages of changing the zoning bylaw to allow more flexibility in attached secondary suites and the approval process, as well as adding detached secondary suites into the zoning bylaw under a series of strict conditions as a conditional use.
Good.
I just want to know. I'm trying to figure out. I thought we'd already approved this at council.
Yeah, council approving it at council, then we had to write the actual bylaw. So this is you approved the whole concept of it, but then we had to write the bylaw to change our zoning bylaw to allow it.
Which requires a public hearing to change the bylaw.
So it's everything you guys requested, but we just had to go through a public hearing to change the zoning bylaw.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember some of the things that I had specifically had issues with at the time. In the residential categories, there still is a requirement for a conditional use or some sort of an approval, right? A public hearing or an appeal process, at least.
I remember, Councillor. When we brought the report forward, your committee and council had agreed with our recommendations except for one. We had recommended that the attached secondary suites be permitted, no longer conditional. So because the committee wasn't comfortable with that, I think it was Mr. Thurgeson's idea to make those, instead of permitted, make them B conditional uses instead of C conditional uses, so that at least the site would be posted and there would be opportunity for a public hearing if somebody appealed it or if the administration recommended not approving the application. Okay. So that was one of the changes.
Attached.
Okay.
Detached still would be
Conditional. Just
straight up conditional use.
Straight up with a lot.
There is an appeal.
Specific
so there is the appeal to. There is an opportunity to appeal attached, and then but there's more of a public process for detached.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay.
So if the sign goes up and nobody has a problem with the attached, then it goes to a permit.
Was there also an issue with square footage that we had to deal with? About the attached or detached, do we deal with the window issues? Those things, like I know we're looking at detached, we looked at sight lines, privacy issues.
Yeah, there's a lot of considerations that we've built in some use-specific standards and we've researched what other cities do. So there are like site plan requirements, there is square footage. Detached can't be less than a certain square footage, can't be more than a certain square footage. And we've addressed in the site plan approval some, you know, siting aspects so that it's not going to, you know, have an impact on neighboring properties. It's also been circulated to the other civic departments for comment. So some of the use-specific standards relate to things like a setback can't be more than, like it can't be more than 150 feet from the street so that there's access to a fire hydrant, things like that. So those are sort of all rolled into the use-specific standards.
Okay. And just one last question regarding, we had the debate at the time of granny suites versus secondary suites versus this suite versus that suite. So just for clarification, for an attached secondary suite, they don't have to have their separate entrance. They can use the same entrance. They don't have to be separated completely from the rest of the house. Is that still correct? Is that my understanding?
The detached would be a separate self-contained
suite. But a secondary suite, you could walk in the front door, if that's the way they arranged it. You could walk in the family's front door, through their living room, downstairs, right. Upstairs, whatever. If that's how they designed it.
Yes.
So that's up to them. We don't have a requirement that has to have a separate entrance, separate...
No.
Okay.
There's a requirement that you can't have a second entrance in the front of the house.
That's correct. That's for the
so
attached.
You're maintaining the appearance.
We don't want to confuse this bylaw with usurping or a de facto two-family dwelling.
Right.
It still has to be subordinate to the principal dwelling.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Just to clarify that, because the attached secondary suites already exist, those same use-specific standards apply, and Councillor Swindell, you're correct that there can't be more than one door facing the street. And it's just the appearance that you wouldn't know whether it was a single-family home or a single-family home with a secondary suite.
Good. Motions?
Well, we got to go through the asking if there's anybody here.
Oh, sorry.
In regards to this, I think
we're formal
public hearing here.
Okay. Is there anyone else in support of the application? All right. Anyone else in opposition to the application? In opposition? Anyone for information? For information? Okay. You wish to sum up? Rebut?
No, I think we're comfortable.
All right.
Okay, that the report went by upstairs be taken as read.
All those in favor? All those carried.
We see the public hearing should be concluded.
All those in favor?